Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, do not be simply good. Be good for something. Once again, it's a privilege to be able to talk to you about the Word of God. We believe the Bible is inspired of God, and so every word is very important to us as we study God's Word. We're glad that you're listening today. Please tell others about the program as you have the opportunity, and encourage them to listen to our program as well. Once again, let's return to our study in Acts 18. You recall we were talking about a man named Apollos, who was a good man, an eloquent man, and described as being mighty in the Scriptures. And yet the baptism that he was teaching was still John's baptism. John's baptism had taken its place and had been taken away by the Lord. A new baptism, a baptism of Christ, had gone into force. But Apollos was still teaching the use of John's baptism. Well, of course, he needed to be taught properly the way of the Lord, and when he was, then he went about teaching the Scriptures as God wanted them to be taught. Now, the world today has come to the point that we are so full of the idea of political correctness that we don't ever want to say anything against anybody or anything they teach or practice. Somehow or other, we've tried to convince ourselves that as far as God is concerned, we can do whatever we want to, and regardless, that will be all right with God. So, when somebody says, here's an example of a man being taught the truth, well, why didn't they just let him alone? Because, well, after all, the world says it doesn't make any difference. It wouldn't make any difference at all if he continued teaching that error or if he changed what he was teaching to other people. Well, friends, it does make a difference, and we noted yesterday at least two examples that very clearly point that out. The example, first of all, of Lot's wife turning to a pillar of salt. She was told not to look back, but she looked back. There might be every reason, as far as we are concerned, to reason that, well, it was okay for her to do that because family left in the city and maybe possessions in the city. There are reasons that she might glance back. So why is the point being made about her looking back? Well, it comes down to this, doesn't it? God said, don't look back, and she violated that law. So, of course, it was a big deal, wasn't it? Not only is that true, we looked at the example of Cain. You remember Cain and Abel offered sacrifice, fourth chapter, the book of Genesis. And Abel's sacrifice pleased God, and Cain's did not. The difference in the two sacrifices was not the difference in being sincere or being honest in what they were doing. Both of them, I assume, were honest and sincere, but one did what God said, the other did not. And it was a big deal, wasn't it? And so Cain was rejected because he rejected the law of God. Well, friends, we live in a world today that in religious activity has decided that you become a standard among yourself, with yourself, as to what it pleases God and what doesn't. The statement that had to do with the Old Testament law and the fact that there was a period of time when there was no king in Israel. As a result of having no king, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Judges chapter 21 and verse 25. Everybody just did what they wanted to do, and so they followed their own will. Well, is it true that today there is a standard given to us by which we can determine, does this please God or does this not please God? And the answer is obviously yes. The Bible is that standard. Paul came in Acts 17 and verse 11 into the city of Athens, Greece. And as he talked about the people of Berea, he said they were more noble than those of Thessalonica. Why? Because they received the word, number one, with all readiness of heart, and number two, they searched the scriptures daily to see if they were being taught the truth. And so they were pronounced to be noble in their action. Why would they go to the scriptures to see if they were being taught the truth? Because it makes a difference, doesn't it? It makes a difference whether we're being taught the truth and we're obeying the truth, or if we're just doing our own will. So, Paul said, the people of Berea are to be commended. Look at what they've done. They listen. They receive the word with all readiness of mind. And they also go to the scriptures to verify what they have been taught. Now think about that in our world today. Can you afford to take the word of any man when a man teaches you in religion without checking for yourself? The fact is that we have encouraged on Bible meditations repeatedly that people use their Bible and compare what we say on the program with what is said in the Bible. And never at any time have we said to you, listen to what I say and accept my word instead of the word of God. If my word and the word of God correspond, if they both are the same thing, then you ought to listen and obey. But if there's a difference in my word and the word of God, remember, we have to obey God. And so we turn in that direction. Acts 17 then and verse 11 tells us it is noble to search the scriptures daily to see if you're being taught the truth. Friends, look at what's at stake. Your soul is your most valuable possession. If someone misleads you, whether they do that mistakenly and really don't mean to mislead you, but they do it, can you see that regardless of that, you should have been looking for yourself and comparing what is being said with God's word? We would be all better as far as people are concerned, as far as God is concerned, if we acquainted ourselves with the Bible daily, learning all we can about the will of God, then nobody is going to be able to mislead us religiously. Nobody's going to teach us that which is not true. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. In religion, we don't have a right to speak our own will. Peter said, if you have something to say, you be sure it's God's word. So, in religion, why would a person want to speak their own will or speak the will of some man or group of men? The fact is, our salvation depends on speaking the word of God. Therefore, Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Speak according to God's word. What difference does it make? Well, it makes the difference in obeying God and being disobedient to the will of God, doesn't it? Another passage that I'd like for you to think about now is in 2 John, beginning with verse 9. In this chapter and in this book, John tells us that whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Now you see, the doctrine of Christ is revealed in the Bible. But if somebody transgresses and doesn't abide in the doctrine of Christ, remember, he doesn't have God and he doesn't have Christ. I hope you'll listen again tomorrow. We'll do some more thinking along this line. We appreciate so very much our listeners. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.